Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap. Well, it's Tuesday night again, and that means another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, their guests, Rita Hayworth, Jimmy Cash, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie.
Gracie, did the postman get here yet?
Now, George, that's the fourth time you've asked me.
But, honey, it's important.
Well, don't worry. He'll be here any minute with your copy of Cowboy Love Tales.
Oh, gee. I wish he'd hurry. Oklahoma, Texas, in a terrible spot. You see, he and Lucy were alone in the ranch house, and Lucy was cooking their dinner. Then suddenly, six bandits came in.
Oh, that's terrible.
You bet.
Poor Lucy only cooked dinner for two.
I'll see you later. Well, Tex is in trouble.
My goodness. He's like a child.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, it's the postman. Good morning.
Here's your husband's magazine.
Oh, thank you. Well, how are you feeling today, Mr. Postman?
Oh, fit as a fiddle. Of course, I'm always in top-notch condition.
Oh, yes, I know. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, indeed. Was a little old man with a red nose and big stomach good to you this year?
Oh, yes. George gave me... Oh, you mean Santa Claus. Oh. Oh, yes. I got some lovely things.
Well, that's nice. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Happy New Year.
Oh, and a very, very happy New Year to you, although I know it won't show. Oh.
Thank you. And remember, keep smiling.
Where is it? Where is it? Oh, boy, let's see it. Texas in a terrible spot. I've got to see... Hey, there's been a mistake.
What?
Look at this cover. It's Harper's Bazaar.
Oh, I wondered why Oklahoma Tex was wearing a backless evening gown.
I'm going to sue the post office for every cent they've got.
Oh, now, George, calm down.
They can't do that.
Calm down. They just delivered it to the wrong address. And the other people must have gotten your magazine. I'll go and get it.
Yeah, well, hurry back.
Let me
Tex is in trouble.
Oh, it's just down the street. Yeah, that's it. Rita Hayworth's house. I'll be right back.
Yeah, you go right... Whose house?
Rita Hayworth.
Rita? Well, maybe a little fresh air wouldn't do me any harm.
George Burns, get that gleam out of your eye.
Gracie, it's... I've always got that gleam in my eye when I'm worried about Oklahoma Tex.
No, I've seen that one. This is a new gleam entirely.
Gracie, stop being silly. I meant we'll both go.
Oh, well, all right.
Hello, kids.
Oh, hello,
hello, Bill.
I'll
be back as soon as I get my hat there.
You going out, George?
Yeah. Going over to Rita Hayworth's house.
Rita Hayworth?
That's a lie. I'm only going over to get my magazine.
On your way, will you drop me off at Betty Grable's house? I want to get my shoes shined.
Very funny. Very funny. That scream. Bill, the postman left Cowboy Love Tales at Rita Hayworth's.
Oh. Well, I'll go get it for you, George. Goodbye.
Come back here. You'd stay there all day. I want to find out if Oklahoma Tex got away from those bandits.
Oh, well, I can tell you that. Sure he gets away.
Really?
Yeah.
But how, Bill? They had him cornered in the ranch house.
Well, I'll tell you, George. You know, the bandits were backing Tex slowly down the hall.
Yeah?
And you know how fast Tex is on the draw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, quick as a flash, he whips out a bar of Swan soap and jumps in the bathtub.
Huh?
Well, you see, Tex knows that Swan is the new white floating soap that's purer than the finest Castiles. He knows that money can't buy a purer soap.
Okay, okay. I'll read it myself. Gracie, hurry.
Hey, don't you want to know how Oklahoma protects Lucy and her ranch hands?
Yeah, but you won't tell me. I know you.
Oh, sure, I'll tell you. Lucy's hands are protected with Swan.
Gracie, hurry.
You see, George, Swan is not only a suds and whiz, but remember, it's purer than the finest Castile, so it's just got to be kind to your hands. That's why you should use Swan for washing the dishes or for any other soap and water job in the house. So then, Oklahoma Tex...
I don't want to hear any more about it.
You don't want to hear how he saved Lucy?
No.
Or how he shot his way out of the nest of rattlesnakes?
No.
Or how he...
No.
Or...
No.
Well, gee, George, don't you even want to hear how you can break Swan in two with a simple twist of the wrist?
Yep.
And use half in the kitchen for dishes and housework and half in the bathroom for your hands and face?
Yep, that I want to hear. Good, Bill. Tell me all about Swan.
Oh, now you're just trying to milk me. Goodbye.
Come on, Gracie, hurry up.
You're in an awful rush, aren't you, dear?
Yes, I am.
Well, George Burns, remember this. The only thing Rita Hayworth Scott that you're interested in is cowboy love tales.
Why, of course. Yes?
Is this the Burns residence?
That's right. Say, aren't you Rita Hayworth?
Yes.
Oh.
I came over to give little Georgie Burns his magazine.
Little Georgie Burns?
Yes, the postman left it at my house. It's called Cowboy Love Tales. The trash those kids will read.
Those kids every trash, yes.
I knew he must be a very small boy. You know, these stories naturally appeal to an undeveloped mind.
Oh, sure.
Is little Georgie here?
Little Georgie. Oh, little Georgie, yes. He's a very smart little fellow. He's just 6 years old last month.
Oh, how nice. Do you have any other grandchildren?
No, he's my son, George Burns Jr. We call him Georgie Boy.
Georgie Boy. Oh, that's a sweet name. Is he cute?
Looks like me.
Well.
Well, anyway.
All right, dear. I'm ready. Oh, we
have Gracie.
Company.
Yes, Gracie. This is Rita Hayworth. She came over to swap the magazines. I'll go and get her copy of Harper's.
Oh, well, it was sweet of you to save us a trip, Miss Hayworth.
Oh, not at all. You know, I knew Georgie Boy must be dying to read his cowboy love tales.
Did you say Georgie Boy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell me, does he really look like his father?
Well, it's hard for me to say. You see, his father and I aren't very intimate.
Well, I can understand that. But tell me more about Georgie Boy. Does he bathe himself?
Well, certainly. Of course, once in a while I scrub his back.
Oh, how adorable. I'd love to come over and watch him splash around.
Well, he wouldn't like that. He's kind of bashful.
Well, do you think Georgie would like to come over to my house one day and play?
Well, he might like to, but he won't.
But don't you think I could amuse him?
Miss Hayworth, if you don't mind, I prefer to amuse my husband myself.
Oh, your husband? I thought Georgie was your son.
Well, how could he be my son? I'm married to him, and that would make me my own mother-in-law.
Why, this is wonderful. You know, he pretended to have a son because he didn't want to admit he reads cowboy love tales himself.
Oh, so that's it.
Okay, Miss Hayworth, here's your... Hey. What's the joke?
Hello, little Georgie boy.
Ah, so you had a teller. Well, all right, so I read cowboy love tales. I happen to love Oklahoma Tex. He's a square shooter and he's very brave.
Oh, isn't he cute?
Whoa.
As long as you're not in love with somebody else, the boys and the six hits and a miss have a question for you. It's, why don't you fall in love with me?
Me, yeah. You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me?
Well, for the last 3 hours, Rita Hayworth and Gracie have been having a very exciting conversation.
Oh, and Rita, it was the cutest little hat you ever saw.
Well, I know it must have been darling, Gracie. I get such a kick when I buy a new hat, don't you?
Oh, yes. In fact, I get two kicks. The second one's from George.
I heard that, and it's not true. Gracie, how about Rita staying for dinner?
Well, of course. Rita, wouldn't you... Oh, no, you must have a date tonight.
No. I don't have a date tonight or any other night. I can't get a date.
Oh, stop.
No, I mean it. Well, you see, the movie people have built me up as such a glamour girl that every man thinks I'm dated up, so no one ever calls me.
Honest?
Honest.
Nobody takes you out at all?
Nope.
Not even Rudy Valley?
Not even Rudy Valley has asked me for a date.
You know you can get on We the People.
Look, it's no joke, George. How do you think I feel sitting home, alone, night after night, staring out of my window and watching Patsy Kelly go merrily off to the Palladium?
I don't believe this. I'd swear that a girl like you would be dated up 6 months in advance.
Well, that's what every man thinks. That's why nobody ever calls me.
Oh, well, cheer up, Rita. Maybe that isn't the reason at all. Maybe it's your looks.
Well, that's nice, Sherry.
Rita, I'll bet I can get you a date.
Oh, Gracie, don't waste your time. Nobody can.
Well, I can. I do things that no other woman does, don't I, George?
You said it. Now, Gracie, if you really want to help Rita, look who's coming up the walk.
Who? Oh, Bill Goodwin. Rita, quick, go into the living room. You're going to have a date tonight.
I certainly hope so.
Hello, Gracie. Hi, George. Still mad at me?
Yeah, mad.
Oh, Bill, there's a surprise for you in the living room.
A surprise for me?
Yeah, go on in.
Okay. Wow!
Well, oh, George, that should end her lonesome streak.
Well, I hope so. But who would ever believe that Rita Hayworth couldn't get a date? I just...
Come in.
Oh, Gracie, darling!
Gracie Stagwell! Oh, I'm so glad you dropped in. Guess who's in the living room with Bill Goodwin? Rita Hayworth.
Rita Hayworth?
Uh-huh. And Tootsie, you'll be so proud. Do you realize that you and Rita have something in common?
Really? What?
Neither one of you can get a date.
Oh.
Oh, well, now don't feel bad, Tootsie. Rita Hayworth is beautiful and charming and has no excuse. But look at all the reasons you've got.
Oh, Gracie, you're the most comforting friend I've got.
Where am I?
Why, Bill, George, what's the matter with him? He's in a daze.
Hey, Bill, speak to me.
Gotta go now. Thanks for the drink.
Oh, I could only do that to a man.
Well, George, run after him. That hat he just put on his head is one of our nicest ashtrays.
That boy, he needs looking after. I'll see you later.
Well, I wonder what happened to Bill. Oh, Rita.
Yes, Tracy?
Rita, what happened in there? Oh, this is my friend, Tessie Sagwell.
How do you do, Mr. Sagwell?
Darn these slacks anyway.
Oh, pardon me.
Rita, tell us, what happened with you and Bill?
Well, we sat down on the sofa.
And did you have the curtains drawn?
Oh, that's your technique, Tootsie. Rita can work in the light. Go ahead, Rita.
Well, he started out fine. He told me I had a neck like a swan.
Yes?
Well, from then on, it was all swan and no neck.
Oh,
but you know, the only way I could change the subject was to grab him and kiss him.
Oh, what happened after you kissed him?
Nothing. He just crawled to the door and left.
Well, you see, Gracie, it's just impossible for me to get a date.
Oh, well, now don't give up, Rita. I'll get you a date yet. Wait, I've got an idea. Tootsie, run next door and see if that good-looking Edgar Myers is home.
All right.
Oh, he'll be perfect for you, Rita. Not only is he handsome, but he's very intelligent and has a world of charm. In fact, there's only one small disadvantage.
What's that?
He's 15 years old.
Well, Gracie, I don't think
Rita, don't be silly. There's a war on. It was either him or his grandfather. Well, go into the living room. I'll call you, Rita.
Well, all right, Gracie.
Here he is.
Hello, Mrs. Burns. You wanted me?
Yes, Edgar. Edgar, do you like pretty girls?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Would you like a date with a pretty girl?
Well, yes, ma'am. Where would you like to go?
Oh, it isn't me, but it's a girl just as pretty.
Oh. All right.
Rita.
Yes, Gracie?
Edgar, I want you to meet Rita Hayworth.
Rita Hayworth.
Yeah, go ahead, Edgar. Go ahead. Ask for a date.
Miss Hayworth,
Rita. Oh, do something. Pick him up. Oh, dear, I'll get you a date.
Now here's Jimmy Cash with a song that fits the season, My Best to You.
Here's to love and laughter, yours forever after. May there always be happiness.
Got you a date. Oh, there he is. Quick, get into the living room. This one can't miss. At least it never missed before.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Come in, sailor. I'm so glad the USO managed to find one for me.
One what?
A sailor who was interested in pretty girls.
Oh, yeah. There's only a few of us.
Well, look. Here's $10 for expenses. I want you to take a girl out on a date tonight, and she's really gorgeous.
Who cares about that? I'd go out with the worst dog in the world for $10.
Oh, so the USO did send one over. Hello, sailor.
Here's your $10, lady. Goodbye.
Oh, no, wait. She isn't the girl, sailor. Your date is in the living room. That door right there.
Oh, okay. Be seeing you.
Well, I guess Rita's worries are over at last.
Yeah. Gee, I'd give anything to know what's going on in there.
Oh, well, it can't be very exciting, Tootsie, after all. They just met. They're probably discussing the latest books and looking at his tattooing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, goodbye, lady. Sorry it didn't work out.
Why, sailor, you mean you're not going to take her out?
Lady, that dame in there is Rita Hayworth, the picture actress. If I take her out, I'll have no teeth.
You'll have no teeth.
No. Tomorrow the boys will say to me, where was you last night? And I'll say, me? Oh, I was out with Rita Hayworth. And they'll say, oh, a wise guy, huh? Bang, I'll have no teeth.
Oh, dear. Rita, even the sailor walked out.
I knew he would.
Say, how'd you get your hair mussed up?
Well, until the sailor recognized me, we were going steady.
Oh.
I'd better go up and fix it.
Gracie, I don't care what you say. Rita isn't giving them enough romantic atmosphere. I'm going in that living room and pull down all the blinds and spray some perfume around.
Oh, all right, Tootsie. Well, I never would have believed that there'd be such a thing as too much glamour. So it never hurt me any. Can't understand it.
Hello, sweetheart. I brought Bill back.
Hello, Gracie. Here's your ashtray.
Well, thanks, Bill.
Well, I'm going in the living room and apologize to Miss Hayworth.
Oh, but Bill, Rita isn't... Bill!
Gee, it's dark in here. Where are you, beautiful?
Huh?
Oh, I hear you now. On the sofa, huh? Mind if I sit down? Well, come on, baby. Slip your little hand into my great big strong one. Say, are you wearing pigskin gloves? Gee, gorgeous. If I didn't know better, I'd swear I just shook hands with Maxie Rosenblum. How about a little kiss now? Hey, that's not fair. Every time I get close to your face, you push me away with your finger.
That's not my finger. That's my nose.
Wait a minute. I know that voice. You're Tootsie Sagwell. Well, goodbye and my apologies to Rosenblum. Gracie, that's Tootsie in there.
Well, I know, Bill. I tried to tell you, but you were in too much of a hurry.
I certainly was.
Well, you know what I always say? Haste makes, well, whatever it makes, you wouldn't want it.
Guess not. Where's Rita Hayworth?
She's in the library.
Well, I'm going in there and sweep her off her feet.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Miss Hayworth. I guess I kind of acted like a stoop before.
Well, Mr. Goodwin, I...
Oh, not Mr. Goodwin. Girls who like me lots call me, Billy.
Oh, oh. Well, Mr. Goodman, I...
Oh, now, don't be angry, Rita. I was sort of in a daze. Just what did I say to you?
Well, you asked me to pucker up, so I did. Then you puckered up.
Yes.
Then you said, Swan is a new white floating soap that's purer than the finest Castiles.
Oh, murder, that wasn't a thing to tell you.
It certainly wasn't.
Oh, no, you knew that. I should have told you that because Swan is purer than the finest Castiles, it's grand for even a baby's tender skin. You know, Rita, women have long considered Castile soaps the standard of purity, but Swan is purer than the finest Castiles.
Well, don't you ever forget Swan soap.
Well, I guess not. I get sort of carried away.
Well, I'll bet I can make you forget Swan.
Gee, I'll bet you can't. But I wish you'd try.
Come here, Billy. Put your arms around me. That's it. Now look into my eyes. There. Now, isn't there something else you'd like to say?
Yes.
Well?
Well, if Swan is kind to a baby's tender skin, then it must be great for anybody's hands and complexion, shower or tub, if you'll pardon the expression.
Bill.
What?
Oh. Oh!
Well, Bill, what's the matter?
Well, gotta go now. Thanks for the drink.
Ashtray again.
This time with my cigar in it.
Oh, Gracie, this time I really give up.
Oh, dear, I don't know what to say. Rita, are you sure it's your glamour that frightens all the men?
I'm afraid so. They just stare at me.
Well, maybe they wouldn't if you didn't wear such smart clothes. Why don't you wear something simple, like a sweater?
Forget it. Rita is right. Her glamour scares the average guy away. What she needs is a man who's really down to earth.
You mean a midget?
Yeah, a little small man, about 2 inches.
Oh, come in. Oh, it's the postman again.
Yes, I left the wrong magazine here, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, well, never mind that. How would you like to have a date with Rita Hayworth?
Who's she?
You don't know her?
Never heard of her.
Oh, well, how wonderful. This is Rita right here. Rita, this is the postman.
Hello.
Hello. Say, you're kind of cute.
Thanks. How about that date?
Okay. Do you know how to dance?
Well, yes, a little.
Well, if you're a beginner, I won't try my fancy one step.
Bless your heart and let's go. Goodbye, Gracie, and thanks a million.
George, isn't that wonderful? I brought some sunshine into Rita Hayworth's life.
Sunshine? That postman is stormy weather. But life really is cockeyed. Who'd believe that a big movie star couldn't get a date?
Yeah, because nobody had sense enough to ask her.
I guess that happens to all movie stars.
Oh, really? Oh, Tootsie! Come on down, we're going out.
Where are you going with Tootsie?
Well, I'm going to bring a little sunshine into Robert Taylor's life.
You are not leaving this house.
George and Gracie will be right back, so I just want to take these few seconds to get across one thing. You just can't beat Swan for washing the dishes. In the first place, Swan suds faster than other white floating soaps. And you need loads of fast, hard-working suds in the dishpan. In the second place, Swan helps keep your hands lovely. And you know why. It's purer than the finest Castiles. So what do you say? Get Hub. Get Swan. Well, here they are, George and Gracie.
Oh, gee. Tootsie left without taking my waste kitchen fat to the butcher.
Well, we can turn it in ourselves. The government can still make bombs and bullets out of it.
Oh, well, that isn't it. Every time Tootsie turns in a can of fat, Louis the butcher lets her kiss him.
Well, no. There is a patriotic man.
Oh, yes. He's in Washington right now. They're giving him the Congressional Medal for bravery beyond the call of duty.
Well, I don't blame him.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time. Remember, Swan also brings you another of radio's top shows. Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou over another network. And now till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? Good night.
Pry spry.
You find the baking, you turn out fluffy and light. Pry spry, you're sure to hear your family shout, what a delight. For cakes, pies, donuts, the things you fry. Pry spry, what's that you say you're gonna try today?
Why, sure.
Pry spry.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.